Blog Talk Radio.
Signs of the times, revelations open your mind. Hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenatis. Be at peace. We gon' soon get set free. Hey,
told the Abba,
I'm a doctor. If I be, then my soul prosper. Strengthen my posture, deliver me from wicked imposters.
Yep.
Put my body under subjection, that's carnal lockup. Tend to the soil, good seeds that should have blossomed.
Really.
Nourish it with water from Abba, he sees the outcome.
True.
Pay no mind to the foolish, they playing possum. Put away childish behavior, come off colostrum.
Damn.
Flee from the lust of the flesh, remember Sodom. Pay no mind to commandments, that's rock bottom. Generation lost, my Abba restored your value. Take heed, the earth moves on with or without you. Vanity belongs on them hills, what it amounts to. My people touching all four corners, we coming out soon.
Really?
Store up good works towards them, he would announce you. Babylon is falling, young Aki, just look around you.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind, you hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Aki, Aki, be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind, you hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Aki, Aki, be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
See, when you gird it with spiritual armor, you know that the battles are far from within. To keep those things from coming to the surface, which is the flesh.
I read, hey, peace, love, and light. I speak that in the spiritual, manifest in the physical. Insight, biblical, salvation is critical. Can't believe in God, not his word is hypocritical. Don't let the devil get to you, don't accept what he offer you. He gon' try to purchase you, but let him know your treasure stored in heaven. Get behind you, he know who's beside you. The gates of heaven open, and I just want you to walk through. Self-evaluation is a must. Plus, you gotta fight the demons and the lust. Plus, we at the end time, don't fall down. At first you didn't know, but now you know now. In the book of life, I hold my name written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. The hell with this world, I do not fit in. Gotta watch myself, can't keep slipping. In the book of life, I hold my name written. Trying to do what I gotta do to get it. The hell with this world, I do not fit in. Gotta watch myself, can't keep slipping.
Revelations open your mind, you hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenati,
be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey,
you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind, you hear the trumpets blowing. Shalom to my Akhenati,
be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey, you can see the signs of the times. Revelations open your mind, you hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenati,
be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey.
I know we need to count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that proving of your belief work is endurance. Hallelujah.
Forgive me, Abba Yahuwah, my ways were reckless.
Yeah.
Shameful before you, my praise is a broken record.
Dang.
Repent for my sins, inequity, transgression. Selfish and ways of a man hinder its blessing.
Truly.
Figure through these lessons we learn to give them reverence. Speak to myself in the process, related message.
Yep.
Looking at the youth and it seems like they got a death wish.
Dang.
Pray for your humble and Aki to give you leverage.
Leverage.
And so we press on, I move into greater cause. Count on his laws, instructions to break your fault.
Yep.
Birth pain, similar woman with menopause.
Dang.
Matthew 24:8 explains it all. And
really.
None of all gone, but the clean don't make me start. Search me, I will refine my inner parts. Yeah. Blindfolded faces like a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
3 second answer is homie, they get your spark. And I hope this introduction will cause you to switch lanes. Enmity with Abba is mutual exchange.
Yeah.
So I praise for my people you call to maintain. Obedience to your Abba will earn you his latter reign.
You can see the signs of the times.
Revelations open your mind. You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenati.
Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey. You can see the signs of the times.
Revelations open your mind. You hear the trumpets blowing.
Shalom to my Akhenati.
Be at peace, we gon' soon be set free.
Hey.
Welcome, Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and we got a little treat for y'all today. We are missing a couple of our guests at the moment. It's all right. They must be running behind or whatever, but it's all good. We're going to keep it pushing. All right. I put a little bit of thought into it. I put a little, my shows be kind of random, and and, you know, just full of the moment, you know, just kind of letting the spirit just lead me. This particular show, I put a little thought into it, just a little bit, you know. Well, I want to talk about the basics, you know, the foundation. As you know, this show right here is designed to bring everybody in the middle of the road, right? The past few shows, it seemed like we were Christian bashing. At least I felt like that. You know, it gets to me, all right? And I don't want to be like that. I really don't, because to let the truth be told, I got a lot of love for Christianity. A lot, man. And I give all I got into it for that particular religious group right there. Yeah, that's where I come from. That's where all my loved ones is. And, well, there's a lot of good people over there. And because what I like to call waking up in the truth, I just kind of wish they wake up with me, but that's not realistic, and it's just not the way it is, right? And you can kind of sense that little frustration when I be talking, but this show is designed to bring everybody into the middle of the road, to have that understanding together, and talk about the most sensitive subjects, you know, that divides us, right? And what are we going to do that for? Why would we even want that? Because I really honestly do believe there's something heavy coming down the pipeline, and it's kind of like a unite or die type of thing. And I'm in that belief, man, that we need to, we shouldn't wait till it just get terrible before we even attempt to start talking. And I want this platform to be used as that tool, you know, to help, you know, bring folks together, man. You know, enlighten, you know. All right. So this show right here, I want to pretty much aim it toward the new covenant, aim it toward just the foundations of the scriptures. All right. I got a little 30-minute clip of some brothers. When I first kind of came up, man, and kind of was woken up, you know what I'm saying? My eyes still halfway closed, but like I'm walking like a zombie, you know what I'm saying? I was just kind of waking up. I came across these brothers. Voices of Our Fathers is the name of them, this particular YouTube channel, and or Google Tube 2009. And I binge-watched a lot of their stuff, and I decided to make this show that kind of throwback show to where the same brothers that kind of, you know, turn on the light bulb, and, you know, when I first kind of woke up, man. Because I'm in the understanding that there's a lot of people may be tuning in that's on the fence. You know, just kind of want to know a little something about Israelites. Or you know, that there's some things, the 101, the whole 101 about it, right? So I prepared a clip just to kind of go over that. And but before we get to the clip, let me go ahead and bring on Sister Dale. I see her hand is up. There she go. All right, Sister Dale.
Shalom. Yes, shalom.
Shalom.
Yes,
so I decided to make this show.
And...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Dale.
I was just saying that I was with you from the beginning. I was just waiting. I didn't have my hand up, but until you came on, I was prepared to just to listen to the clip that you was going to play. So I'm here, and shalom to all my sisters and brothers that's out there and those who are waking up to the truth and to listen and to hear with an open mind and open heart.
Right on. That's all we want right there. If we can get everybody like that, Sister Dale, oh, man, it'll be awesome.
Yes.
But the fact is, We learned a certain way, and when we looked up, everybody got their own different certain way, you know, that they love to do or believe in, and that's what this show is. Let's talk about the sensitive things, man, that we controversial things that divides us. That's kind of how I want the show to be, you know, because it's those controversial things that And it's going to paralyze us when we try to make a move toward unity. All right. I see we got another caller. Area code 936.
Yes,
area
hello.
Code 936.
Brother Ronald. Yes, sir. This is Brother Ronald from the Lost Body Israelite.
Oh, Brother Malachi.
Brother Ronald.
Oh, okay. Ronald Lewis. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom, brother. Shalom, shalom. I'm hoping Brother Malachi joins us pretty soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Do you got to be playing on a laptop also in the background?
No, sir.
Brother Ronald?
Say it again.
Yes, you got it playing on a laptop in the background or something? We can hear that echo.
No, I'm not on the laptop. I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay. It's on.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in my car. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got it playing it through your. Okay, okay. So it's playing through your system, system.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we can work with it. We can work with it. All right. We're gonna do our best. All right. So I got a treat for everybody. Okay. While we waiting on Brother Malachi, I'm sure we'll fill him on in. But I want to go ahead and get this this clip out there and get it behind us, and we can elaborate on it. Afterwards. All right. So, yeah, without further ado, let me go ahead and play this clip, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, let me go ahead and get this clip going. All right, here we go.
Once and for all, why don't, I'm sitting here thinking, why don't we just simply break this thing down properly? So all of you people out there can finally understand what Old Testament, New Testament is. All right. We're going to do this. All right. And we're going to try to do this in the best way we can with the time that we have. In my hand here is a Bible. Is that right, Elder?
That's correct.
Right, viewing audience? We have a Bible. Is that correct, Kazaki? Yeah. This is the Bible. And this Bible is composed of writings.
Correct.
Now, these writings, from cover to cover, this cover to this cover, writings in between. The writings can be broken down into one of two categories, or broken down into two categories. Every writing in this Bible is either classified as a book, or it is classified as a letter. I think all of you will agree with that. As it is here, as in most Bibles, or all Bibles, the Bibles are broken down into two different categories. The left side of the book, the thickest side, is called the Old Testament. Throw that out of your mind, because
right.
It is not the Old Testament.
It's Tanakh.
The right side of the book, which is the thinnest part of the book, is called the New Testament.
Right.
Throw that
right.
out of your mind, because it is not.
That's right.
All right. Everyone knows, the church knows, the field mouse knows, we know, everyone knows that when Israel was released from Mitzrayim or Egypt,
mm-hmm.
the Father established what we call the Mosaic Covenant.
That's right.
Or it should be simply called a covenant.
Covenant. That's it.
A covenant. It's strictly a covenant.
Covenant. That's it.
A covenant. Everyone who agrees with it. Right church, right viewing audience, right whomever is listening or seeing or watching or whatever. This covenant was broken down basically into five categories. Five. One, two, three, four, five. The five categories that this law that was given to Moshe and Israel by the Father, five different categories. The first category is called law that relates to ceremony. Ceremonial law. That's one. Ceremonial law.
Teach you. Teach you.
The second category is classified as royal law. Royal law. First, ceremonial. Second, royal. The third category, Elder Kazakiel, we will call the law concerning our food or things that we eat. And that is called the dietary law.
Yep.
That's number three. I mean, that's five.
Mm-hmm.
That's two left. The fourth is called the sacrificial laws. Laws pertaining to sacrifice. And I hope you all are following me so far, viewing audience. The fifth, one, two, three, four, five, the fifth and last category, we're going to call judgmental laws or judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've given you the five, we have to explain to Elder Kazakiel what they mean
mm-hmm.
or what they refer to, because you got to know that too.
Yeah.
The first one I stated was ceremonial law. Ceremonial law refers to things that we do in ceremonies. Like, for example, laws that govern what we worship and what we worship and what we follow in our ceremonies. Examples would be such as unleavened bread, such as Passover. The ceremonial laws pertain to those things. Royal law, which is the meat of the law, the whole law, the meat. Examples of royal law would be, for example, thou shalt not steal.
Yeah. Huh.
Thou shalt not what? Lie down with a man as one would lie down with a woman.
Uh-huh.
Or one lie down with a beast or an animal as one would lie down with a woman.
And some call it the moral law.
That is also called the moral
law.
That is absolutely correct.
Right.
And I'm glad Kazakia brought that up.
Because that's
but that first one is ceremonial, and we gave you the example. The second one is royal or moral,
mm-hmm.
and that is very important
mm-hmm.
because that is the meat of it.
That's right.
The third category is the dietary law. And that is what exactly what it is. It concerns your diet and what you take into your body.
What you can eat.
What you can't eat. What you can't not eat. Laws pertaining to your diet. That's the third law or third category. The fourth category is the laws concerning sacrifices. When we took clean animals
mm-hmm.
and we killed clean animals for what? For making atonement for our sins.
That's right.
Like pigeons, doves, etc. That's the fourth category. The fifth category are the laws concerning judgments or judgmental laws. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? A lot of you don't know what that means. What it means is that when you violate, these are laws that were written and given by the Father to Israel for people who broke the law. So when one murdered another brother in cold blood, there were laws telling us what we had to do to this person who committed
right.
the crime.
That's it.
So if a brother killed a brother, stabbed a brother, pushed him off a cliff or whatever he did to him, run over with a car, but there's no cars then, but what's the difference?
A chariot.
A chariot,
the chariot that you rode around now.
If you did that in cold blood, you had to die. And it was a law of judgment that was on you to die because you killed that brother for no reason.
Yeah.
I just gave you the five different types of law of the covenant and told you what they were. Now, Elder, you just read in the book, not letter, but the book of Yeremiah or
Jeremiah. That's right.
What you read, Elder, was information that the Father was or Father did give to Jeremiah.
That's
and
right.
Jeremiah simply wrote it down.
That's it.
In particular, if we want to be particular, in particular, Jeremiah's secretary wrote it
down. That's right. Baruch.
And his name was Baruch, which a lot of you don't know anything about who he was. Nor have you ever read the books that he wrote. But that's important. That's not important right now. We're talking about this right now. We're going to break this down because this will be the last day you go being ignorant about what is old and what is new.
Teach him.
In this information that the Father gave to Jeremiah and he wrote it down, it talks about a new covenant.
That's right.
Let's go back to that Jeremiah 31.
Yeah. Talk to them. They don't understand yet.
Not yet. Okay. Elder, you started off with verse 31.
That's right.
Yah states to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah writes it down, quote, what the Father said. He said, behold, the days are coming. That means that in the future, something is coming.
Yep.
The future from Jeremiah's time. It says, behold, the days are coming, says Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant. A new covenant. Okay. A new covenant. So at this point, if you don't really understand what's really going on, you say, well, is there going to be another covenant that's going to come along? Because we just went over the covenant or the Mosaic covenant, and we broke down into five categories. Did we not?
Yes,
so at this point, you should be asking yourself, if you're not familiar with this, what is this new covenant? Maybe there's going to be another one that's going to come along in the future because it says, Yah says, I will make.
Yeah.
Days are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A new covenant with the house of Israel, But then it says he's going to make it with the house of Yehuda.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why it says the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda, first of all, the reason why he says that, or Jeremiah writes this, is because that the nation of Israel as a whole was broken into pieces, two pieces.
Right.
One piece called Israel, and the other piece called what?
Yehuda.
Because this was when the kingdom was split, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
That's
the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Yehuda.
Right.
So at this point, the Father is saying, telling Jeremiah that in the future, I'm going to make a new covenant, a new thing with both of them, who's really one.
That's right. They still Israel.
The reason why the Father makes the covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda and no one else is because they were both the ones that he entrusted his laws to that we just went over in the beginning.
Yeah.
So why would he make it with anybody else if he didn't entrust them with his laws?
That's right.
So they are the partakers and they are the holders of his word and the keepers of his word and his rules and regulations and doctrines and principles and information, so he's going to make it with them. Why make it with anyone else?
Stop before you go any further.
No, no.
When we went, when if you want to read it, go back to Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, and read it. Continue.
Okay.
So we didn't write this.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh says, with the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, okay, then he starts giving us some specifics about this new covenant. So let's try to understand what he's talking about.
Yeah.
What does he mean by new, a new thing, a new covenant? He says, it's not going to be according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, talking about what? Talking about the people who were with Moshe in the wilderness when he made the covenant with them.
That's
the
correct.
Five different categories of law.
That's it.
Okay? He's still, so at this point, when this information is given to Jeremiah, this was in the past.
Yeah.
So the father is now going back to the past and telling Jeremiah that this new thing he's going to be making is going to be different from the one that I made with them.
Yeah, that's right.
I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. We just said that.
Mm-hmm.
My covenant, which they broke, and we know that Israel did break it.
Yep.
In retrospect, here and now, we look back and we see that they did break it.
Yep.
And even Jeremiah, at that point, he even knew they broke it.
Yep.
He says, though I was a husband to them, says Yahweh. He says, but this is the covenant. Okay, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. We notice that the father here simply says Israel. He does not say Israel and Yehuda. The reason why he does not say Israel and Yehuda is because when this covenant finally do come along in the future, it will come at a time or during after those days, like he said.
That's right.
But it'll also be at a time that when the house of Israel and the house of Yehuda is only one nation, not divided, because we did say up here that it was divided at
That's
the time
right.
that he gave the information to Jeremiah
That's
or
right.
Jeremiah. So in the future, when this covenant is made, Israel will be one.
That's it.
And that, oh, yeah, by the way, that eliminates the fact that if you think after those days, it's talking about during the time that Yeshua was here, because at the time Yeshua was here, Israel
still was
divided.
That's
so
right.
It ain't talking about then.
That's right.
And if you don't believe that, go to Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, read 15 through 28, and it'll tell you when Israel will be one again. And it's not going to be until the kingdom comes, until after Yeshua comes back, after his resurrection, not while he was here when he walked the earth in the flesh.
Talk to him.
He says, but this is the one. After those days, says Yahweh, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. That is to say that you will no longer need a book to know Yah's law. You will not have to look at anything, because your natural reaction, your second nature, will be to observe his laws and his rules and his regulations. You will live it.
That's right.
And don't even have to think about it.
That's it.
Was that doing when Yeshua was here?
No, it wasn't.
Absolutely not. It was terrible then.
Yeah.
And it's even worse now.
Yeah.
That will only come time when Yeshua returns in the kingdom.
That's it.
Boy. Are you thinking now? Are you thinking now? Elder, you went right over to, let's go back here. He says, just to put add a little more to that.
Yep.
He says, I will be their heir, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor. Well, first of all, this is one of the characteristics of this new covenant that's coming.
Yep.
No longer will a man be teaching his brother about who Yah is.
That's it.
I think they did it then when Yeshua was here.
Yeah.
I think they do it now.
Yeah.
We're sitting here doing it right now.
That's right.
So that means that this new covenant will not completely come into fold. Completely, listen to that word, completely, come into fold until after the kingdom comes.
That's right.
Okay. Elder, you mentioned Hebrews.
That's right.
Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews, the 8th chapter.
Yep.
All right. whenever you begin.
All right, all right. I want to stop it right there. I want to stop it right there, press pause on it, and reflect on what we done heard so far. Let me open up everybody's line. All right. Oh, we got some. Okay, there goes Sister Thale. You on air? All right.
Yes, oh, yes, I'm listening.
See, that's brother from the Lost and Found. Israelite brother Ronald. All right.
Yes, sir.
Here. We got two more other callers. Okay, let me open up y'all lines. So shalom, shalom, brothers. Y'all welcome Waking Up Israel Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, my brother.
Okay, we got
doing?
A full house.
Yes, we do.
All right. All right, who am I speaking with? I had two more other callers that I just let in.
This is Elder Lester Jackson.
All right. Hey there, brother Lester. Elder Lester, how you doing, brother? Shalom, shalom to you.
Shalom, shalom.
All right. Let's see. I think I want to recognize the second caller. Is that brother Moshe?
Yes, Elder Moshe.
Yes, brother Moshe.
All right, all right. Okay. Well, what I was doing on this one, I was on this episode, was talking about okay, I hear that background. We're going to try to work through it. I think brother was riding in his car. Anyway, okay, so on this particular episode, I was going to hit on the New Covenant. This is like 101, and it's very controversial as far as any new person kind of wondering what this all about. And it's also that middle of the road again. All right, it's that middle of the road for my brothers and sisters that, you know, we all love them, man. They're in Christianity. They read out the same book we do, right? And naturally, that love is there. And we're just constantly at this tug of war over Christianity, right? And we got brothers that's an Israelite that also hold the same understandings. And it's a bunch of division going on. So what I would like this show to be is that middle of the road, and we're kind of doing a 101. We're talking about that new covenant, and not all of us agree on it, okay? That's why I wanted to air this clip out, and because these brothers pretty much are saying it how I understand it myself. So that's kind of like where I'm coming from, too, the way these brothers are putting it down. When I first kind of woken up, I tuned into these brothers, and that's kind of how I got my little understanding built up. Yeah, so with that said, any questions about what you heard thus far, or everybody kind of on the same page, or anybody disagree with what's been said thus far? I know Brother Elder Lester just kind of tuned in, him and Brother Moshe, or Elder Moshe.
He was on
but anybody
Genesis,
else got any questions?
I mean, he was on Jeremiah. What was the text you were using from Jeremiah?
31:31, the New Covenant.
31:31. I thought that's what it was. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. No, I agree
yeah,
with what he, I heard so far.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. He's basically just going, okay, go ahead. Anybody got something to say?
Yes, I want to make a comment.
Yeah, you,
this is Brother Ronald.
All right.
Last time,
yes, all right.
Yeah, I agree on that, but people need to understand that the only law that was done away with was the sacrificial laws, the killing of the bulls
right.
and goats. Yes.
Yes.
That's the only thing that he came to do away with. But of
course,
there's
one
the
more.
Says, yes.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh,
go
yeah.
ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, brother. Go
the
ahead.
The Bible says that the letter kill it, but the spirit gives it away. And if you read in John 14, verse 16, it says, I will pray to Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwell with you, and shall be in you. See? That's a new covenant. You know, we live by the Spirit now because Christ is, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, right? He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. You know, so we live by the Spirit now. We don't live by the Spirit. Yes, sir.
He said we live by the Spirit, but we don't live by the. I didn't catch that last part.
The Bible said that the letter kill it, but the Spirit gives life. See, when Christ died on the cross, he went back to the Father, and he you remember when that was in the upper room? He told him not to go anywhere until you receive power from on high. So they was waiting for the Spirit of Truth to come down, and it filled all of them, like 120 of the believers. It filled all of them. And that's what you need in order to communicate with the Father. You need the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. That's why he said in Jeremiah 31:31, I'm gonna put my laws in your heart. That's what the Holy Spirit is. It convicts us when we sin against God. You know what I'm saying? Because the Bible said if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Yes, Jesus Christ. He's the high priest now of the second covenant, because Moses was an intercessor for the first covenant that they broke, but Christ is the high priest for the covenant that we're in right now, the second covenant.
Okay.
Do y'all agree on that?
So basically, I think we're on the same page. Just one little thing, brother. I'm under the understanding that the judgment also has been removed, because none of us is worthy to conflict judgment on another brother who's sinned.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And another thing is,
as far as the new covenant, are you saying that you under the understanding that we're in the new covenant right now?
We won't be until Christ come back. Until you put up both houses together. Yeah, because he has to come back in order to bring both houses together, because we're still separated.
Right, okay. Elder Moshe, Elder Lester, any questions?
No, I agree with what you're saying that we will not be together until Yeshua comes back. That's when the fulfillment of that prophecy will take place. And that's where the division will be done away with. We all teaching one another different doctrine, different beliefs. But when Yeshua comes, he's going to correct all these wrongs and bring us into one. That won't happen until he comes back.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sister Dale, did you have something, Sister Dale?
Yes, and I'm listening, and I'm actually listening to each gentleman and what they have to say regarding the new covenant, and I'm waiting to hear what they have to say about that. I wasn't going to ask any questions. I was going to listen to what they're saying, because sometimes a person such as myself who's new, who don't know too much of anything, it's the delivery, how you say it, to where I, as a layperson, or ignorant person who don't know much, will understand it. So if I hear the gentleman explaining the new covenant, as I heard from the clip, but I hear in their voice and their spirit that comes through, their tone, their voice, believe you me, different people receive it differently. And they come to understand according to the way that it was delivered. So I just wanted to hear the different gentlemen, and I just love it all now, and I just love listening. So please, I wouldn't ask them a question. I would ask for their thoughts and their beliefs and concerns regarding the New Testament. And you know, to keep it as kind of put it in a nutshell. Due to time.
Okay.
I can make a comment on it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, brother, just jump on in.
Yeah, when Christ died on the cross, that's when he came. He was prophesied to come in the Old Testament. You know, if you read Isaiah chapter 53, they knew that a Savior mm-hmm. was coming, but he haven't came. And when he came, he was going to do away with the sacrificial law, because the Bible says bulls and goats cannot take away our sins. You know. And when Christ came, he died on the cross for our sins, so that eliminated the sacrificial system. So we're now able to ask God to forgive, be able to repent, and we're able to receive the Holy Spirit according to what Christ done on the cross. Because when he died on the cross, he said it's finished. You know, so we can go to God ourselves, and he can forgive us for our sins. That's the difference between that's the difference between the first covenant and the second.
Okay. What you're saying. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Elder.
I'm not trying to cut across, but if I may, just for a moment. The old covenant, you was required in the old covenant to come to the temple and give the priest a goat, a dove, a lamb, where he may offer a blood sacrifice for your sins. But because of Yeshua coming and shedding his blood on the stake, that is why it says in Hebrew that this is a more precious blood. There is no need for the blood to be shed of goats and doves and turtle doves and stuff, because though that blood could not atone for our sins, it was just a ritual we went through until Christ came and shed his blood on the stake. Once he came and shed the pure, precious blood of himself, he atoned for all sins, and it did away with the priesthood for the animal sacrifice. And that's why we don't need a high priest to go in and make atonement for us, because we have Yeshua as our high priest. We can go directly to him ourselves and ask for forgiveness, and we can receive that from him directly. We don't need a high priest to be a mediator between us and the Father. We now have access to the Father through the Son. And he told us in John, he said, I go away. If I do not go away, the Comforter cannot come. But I go away where the Comforter will come and sit with you. I won't leave you comfortless, but I will send you the Comforter, which is the Ruach HaKodesh, that will lead us in all spiritual truth and knowledge. And we as believers, we can call on the Ruach to guide us and lead us in whatever we're going through.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
That's correct. And what I'm getting
we have one problem with that.
Uh-oh.
We have one problem with that statement that I just made. There are believers that are still looking for the Messiah to come. There are those that don't believe he came. They will not receive him. They are still looking. Some of you Jews right now today, they are still looking for a Messiah. When our Messiah have already come, shed his blood on the stake, went down into the grave, went down to hell, fought with Satan, took back the keys, rose from the dead, and said, I have all power in my hand.
But there are those that will not believe. They're still looking for a Messiah to come.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. All right, all right. So, okay, so, yeah, I think we all can agree that we're somewhere in a limbo then, right? We're somewhere in a limbo to where the new covenant is going to come when Christ comes back. But at the same time, we have already initiated the new covenant, the Last Supper, drinking the wine and eating part of his body, that bread, right?
Right.
So, he already initiated, and he already gave us grace when he gave us the blood on the cross. So we know that we're it's officially, it have an official, I guess the best way to view it is the wedding, right? We're engaged, but the wedding actual day when he consummates the marriage, that comes when he gets back in. So basically,
that is correct.
We're engaged. Right, right. So we're just kind of, that's where we at right now. Okay.
But you got to keep in mind now.
Uh-huh.
You have to keep in mind that he have already came as the Passover lamb. When he comes back the second time, he's not coming as a lamb. He's coming as the roaring lion of Judah. He's coming with vengeance in his hands.
Yeah.
No more will he be coming as a timid lamb. He's coming back with vengeance in his hand for all those that would not receive.
That's right.
For those that take the part of grace and make grace a lie because they say they use grace, they can continue with sin and go back and pray and ask for forgiveness and do it all over. They make grace out of a lie. But we cannot constantly sin and say we have grace to suffice, to sustain us.
That's right.
Yes, it's true.
All right.
And
okay.
I want to make another comment.
Okay, Brother Ronald.
Yes. The only way that you can receive God is through faith. Because the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, so that's how we receive Christ. Now it's by faith. You know, just like Abraham, they received by faith then. You know, and they grace just came up. Grace. So the Bible says that that Noah found grace with God. You know what I'm saying? And back then, you know, and we can find grace with him today, you know. But back then, it was kind of hard. It was kind of tight then, you know. But right now, you know, we can receive of grace, you know, through Christ, you know, to be justified.
Well,
my
brother, I'm not saying that we can't receive grace. What I'm saying is grace, the way the church portrays grace is that grace gives you the license to continue in sin. Grace was never set up that way. There is no repentance. Then you have never repented from that sin, and so grace cannot cover you. If you keep wallowing in the same thing, then you have not repented from it. You have not repented and turned away. So you make grace out of a lie.
Right.
But every believer is in the position to receive grace, but we cannot take grace and take it and cover ourselves and then continue in sin. God forbid. That is not the way it was set up.
Yeah.
Right on.
I want to make one more comment. Now, I definitely agree with that, but I'm going to give you an example. You got babes in Christ and you got mature Israelites in Christ. Now when we first come to Christ, you know, the only way we can receive Christ is through grace. Cuz the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So grace is this walk is, because the Bible says, grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. You know, so it's a process. You know, it don't happen overnight. I'm talking about a person that's just coming in the truth. You know, they have to grow into that knowledge of our Lord and Savior. You know, so I'm not saying that we're supposed to
I'm agreeing with what you're saying. As a new babe in Christ, you're coming into the walk through grace. But as you grow in faith, you don't let grace, you don't take grace and use it to continue in sin, because then you make grace out of a lie. And that is what the church tells folks, that, oh, you don't have to worry about all that. Yeshua nailed it to the cross, and we got grace. We're under grace. Just do what you want to do. No, it's not Burger King. Have it your way. Do what you want to do. It don't work that way.
Brother Ronald, how do you define sin, Brother Ronald?
The Bible says sin is a transgression of God's law. You know.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that the Bible says if we sin, I'm not saying we're supposed to practice sin, but I'm saying the Bible says if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. You know, I can only walk in my shoes. I can't walk in anybody else's shoes. Because everybody have their own battle with this world. You know, but I'm just saying that, you know, God will forgive us if we repent. You know, but if we continue to take advantage of God's grace, you know, he'll cut us off like he done Israel. You know, that walk with Moses, they got cut off because they didn't follow God's way. You know, so we can get cut off if we can take.
My brother, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
May I ask you a question on that? Now, I agree with what you're saying, but I need to understand what are you calling repentance? What is repentance to you?
Repent means to turn from what you were doing. You know.
Okay. If repentance is calling out and turning from that wicked way, and then grace will cover you. But if you continue in that same sin which you have called yourself repentant from, then what does grace do then?
Nothing. I'm not saying that we continue sin. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that as we grow in this walk, you know, you never know what's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, because when Christ died on the cross, he didn't take away our choice. We still have a choice to go out there and do what we want to do. So sin still abides. Because the Bible said, Paul said, I see another law in my members, warring against my mind. You know, so we're still able to go out there and sin, but it's gonna be our choice. It's not gonna be God's choice. He wants us to continue in that finished work. I'm not saying that we go out and do what we want to do. No, that we're going against God's laws if we're doing that. I'm saying that this is a growing process. You know. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. You know, so
right.
Every day we wake up. You know, we're supposed to be continuing to walk in God's ways. But that's gonna be our choice.
Yes,
you know, yes, sir. It's gonna be our choice.
Faith without work.
It's dead.
First, our work is dead. But this thing about choice, we have the free will. Yeshua will not take that from us. He was presented to us, and it's up to us to walk in it because of the free will that we have. But he also tells us in 1 Corinthians around the 13th chapter, there is no sin set before you that I have not prepared an escape for you. But it's up to you to choose to walk in that escape.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, when you're
Bell,
sure.
Did you have something
else? Yeah. I'll let him finish his thought out, please.
Oh, okay.
When you're sure was in the desert after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. The devil came to him to tempt him, and he told him, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth. And when Satan got through tempting him, it says that he went away for a season. That meant he didn't leave him forever. He's coming back to tempt him again. And that's the way it is with us. He would tempt you here, and you may overcome it, and he may flee, but he will come back at you at a later date. So you have to be prayed up and stay ready for the battle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's a battle every day.
Yeah. Okay. And brothers, I tell you what, this has been a very rewarding to hear your different opinions. And yes, I do have a question. I have a comment, and then I would like for someone to just go in and let me know what you think, because I am new. I'm learning as I'm learning, and I believe it was one of you brothers, I believe Elder Jackson, that mentioned something on one other occasion. You was talking about the diet law, and you was talking about how we shouldn't consume unclean foods, and you was talking about the different foods. Okay, so we're in and talking about the young gentleman there that was talking about being new into the knowing of who we are, and we're being young. Uh-huh. This is. I have a marriage to an unbeliever. He's a Christian, deacon in the church, but he also eats different foods such as catfish and pork, pork chops, different things. And I want to be a good wife. But you mentioned handling of unclean foods. Now I'm at a crossroads. So I had to prepare just on Friday. And I said, oh, I think he said, and just when I was looking at it as I was beginning to prepare, I thought to myself, oh, I shouldn't touch this. Oh, what am I going to do? So I just washed my hands real quick before I even started preparing the catfish. And I just had to say a prayer to y'all because I was at a crossroads and I didn't know what to do. Do I be a good wife? Or do I walk away and say, I can't do this? I can't touch this? What do I do? And what I did do was I prayed, repented for what I was about to do, and I prayed that y'all would have mercy upon me for being doing what he wanted me to do as being a good wife. So now you guys comment on that.
Yeah, let me go first on it. Lot of us we weren't raised up in this truth, so we just kind of coming into it. And your story I can relate very much so. So I just want to give you my opinion on it before the other brothers. And I want to just say that you should, your husband is not in the truth, so keep it going how y'all started y'all relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's my suggestion, because it's not about divorce or arguing over beliefs. You know what I'm saying? It's that respect for each other. You know what I'm saying? That keep the peace in the household. That's what I would say. And let the Holy Spirit pray on it, and let the Holy Spirit do that battle for you. You know what I'm saying? Come into the minds and hearts of your spouse. That's my take on it. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely feel like you should keep it the way it always been. Don't try to change him or anything like that. Let the Holy Spirit do his thing. All right, fellas, y'all got any other comments on that?
No, sir.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Brother Lester,
right.
I agree also?
I got the comment on that. The scripture is very plain on that. It says that the belief of the saved wife sanctified the unbelief of the husband. So what you do in that situation is you allow the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to deal with him. And you continue doing what you do, but you do it in prayer. And you allow Yah to lead you. And because of your faithfulness to the word, he will make a way for you and for him to come to an agreement on that. But you allow the spirit to do it, not you in the flesh. You continue doing what you're doing, but you do it in prayer. And allow the Holy Spirit a chance to move in that situation. And Yah knows your heart. And he will work that thing out for you. And you will see a change as long as you stay within the boundaries of prayer and let him do it, not you trying to change that person and make them see your way or your belief.
I have informed him that I do not eat food. I have told my husband that I do not eat that.
Right.
And then you have informed him,
and the thing about it now, if he truly loves you, he's going to try to see your point. But through prayer and fasting, he will come around. Yah is able to do all things. He can change any situation. And you show him in scripture what you are doing, and you pray about it, and you let Yah deal with that thing. Don't you try to deal with it, because all you're going to do is make it worse. And in time, you will see he will come around, because the one thing about it, when a person don't know, they just do anything. But when something is brought to their attention, in their conscious mind, it's going to worry them, and it's going to go to asking questions within themselves. And that's where the change will come, because he will start seeking for himself, and he will see what does the word say.
Right. And that's,
all right,
that's exactly what I'm saying, because I do know that he purchased this himself. I did not order this through my groceries, and he brought it to the house himself. So thank you very much. I appreciate your comments.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good deal. All right. Hey, what I'm about to do, brothers, sisters, I'm about to play the remainder of the clip. And then right after I play the remainder of the clip, I'm going to go and play a song. And then we're going to reflect off of what we heard on the second half of the clip. All right?
Okay.
Sound like a plan, y'all? All right.
Sound like a plan.
So let me put everybody back on hold. All right. I got everybody on hold. Finished with this clip. Let's see here. Uh-oh. Is they going to let me start where I left off at? Hold on. They might not, y'all. Uh-oh. I'm not seeing it. Oh, no. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and, I guess we can wing it from there. They ain't going to let me play the rest of the clip. But it's all right, though. Let's see. I'm going to play this song instead.
Yeah. I believe in you. I never forget the year 2020. The year you showed yourself to me. You made yourself known in the physical realm. 2020, we so close to the end. Not family, but destruction coming closer than kin. Fear ends where your faith should begin. Just believe, put your faith within him. Right now, you and him should be friends. And if you not, what you doing, my friend? Take a second right now to repent. I wait.
inside of me. Out the mud he took me, shaped me with his hand, pottery. Then hiding the fact that I'm chosen, Ruach inside of me. This is not the time not to know we live in prophecy. Now is not the time to hide your sin, this isn't prophecy. Book of Revelations, manifesting, got a lot to see. Take a new approach, try angles, isosceles, not the shape. I'm saying try different angles, devil trying to taint you. Meanwhile, he not stronger than your angels, but he call himself going against the eye, but this is painful. His perception ain't you. Don't receive the picture that he paints you. Realize and believe in the Most High because he made you. This is not a fable. Overcome that lust because you're able. Make the stallion what? Tell them horses get back in the stable. What you think this is? We on top this season just like Basil. Hold on. 2020, we so close to the end. Not family, but destruction coming closer than kin. Fear ends where your faith should begin. Just believe, put your faith within him. Right now, you and him should be friends. And if you not, what you doing, my friend? Take a second right now to repent. I'll wait. We in a time where public perception means more than a friendship with the Most High. What are you scared of? Are you really scared of the creation of the Most High? Whatever's trying to scare you, he already created. So what are you scared of? Repent. Turn away from your sin. Now is the time to do so. I'm on.
All right. Welcome to the second half. I couldn't play that other clip, y'all. It was going to start me all the way back to the beginning. And there was no way for me to work it out to where I can pick up where we left off. It's just kind of, you either play and stop. That's it. That's the only two things I got to work with. Oh, well. But we got the gist of it, right? We learned about the new covenant as far as their perspective. We have our perspective on it, and seems like we're pretty much in agreement with everybody's pretty much agreeing with each other. All right, I'm going to go ahead and open up everybody's line. All right, it goes Sister Thel.
Yes.
All right, we got Elder, Brother Lester. We got Brother Mose and Brother Tyrone. I forgot your name, brother. I'm sorry.
Brother Ronald.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so on this second half, it just came to me just since I didn't have the clip. I decided to read a little bit of Deuteronomy chapter 30. All right. I want to hear about that. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 30. I'm going to start at verse 1. All right. There's a little bit of echo in the background, y'all. You know, let me try to pinpoint it. All right. Okay, I think that's Brother Ronald. Brother Ronald, I'm going to have you on hold just for a little bit. And but after I get through reading, I'll bring you back on, okay? It's all good, brother. It's just the background. I want to have a good, good radio broadcast. But let
I think
me
if you take it on
the
speaker.
What's that? What's that, Sam?
Sister. Okay, Brother Ronald, he had his phone on speaker.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably what he got.
Okay.
Yeah, had us on speaker.
Yeah.
Here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1, and it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord thy God has driven thee, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I commanded thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and thou mayest live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thy enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. All right, I'm going to stop right there. And that is also a connection to this new covenant. So once again, these are all little details about this new covenant. He's gonna no matter where we're scattered at, he's going to bring us back into the land. All right? And he's going to take that stony heart out and give us a good heart, a new heart, right? And he's going to put the laws in us, basically, right? And it's happily ever after is what it kind of seemed like to me. And, you know, I think all that's kind of connected to that Jeremiah 31:31. So anybody want to add on to that or any comments upon that?
Yeah, I would like to.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, he didn't give us all of the Bible says that we only have parts of the Holy Spirit. He didn't give us the, because when Christ walked in the Spirit, he walked in the Spirit 100%. You know, without no sin whatsoever. You know, so we can't do that in the flesh, you know. But he was in the flesh, and he beat the devil at his own game. But we're not able to do, we're able to do that because of what Christ done on the cross. But still, we still have their flesh. Their flesh is still there. And then, that's what Paul asked God to take. Paul asked y'all to take away the thorn in the flesh, and God said, "No, my grace is sufficient." So he's not going to take away our flesh, our problems that we deal with, but he will make a way out, you know, if we obey his word, you know, and follow the Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, gotcha, brother. Thank you for that. You shining light on the subject right there. Yeah. Anybody got anything else to add?
Yeah. I think Elder Jackson did.
Elder?
Well, I was just going to, I don't want to bash anybody, but the word here in the 30th chapter and the 6th verse is very important. It says, and Yahuwah Elkanah will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed to love Yahuwah with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This circumcision is the same circumcision that was back in Genesis in chapter 17 where we had the physical circumcision. But now we are receiving the spiritual circumcision where he is circumcising the heart, taking out the stony heart and putting in a new heart that we will love him and keep his commandments. And once this is done, you will walk within those commandments. But there will be times when Satan will come and tempt you. But he has prepared a way for you to overcome that. For he himself walked in the flesh and wrestled with everything that we are wrestling with. But he overcame it, and he is our example. He is our high priest.
That's right.
Okay. Brother Elder, so yep. Basically what you're saying is basically what you're saying is that we already got the new heart in us now. We already got the laws, statutes, and commandments in our heart right now. Is that what you're saying?
They are in you if you are a believer in Yeshua.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
I believe on the last show.
You have
I believe
to
on
have,
the last show. Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
You have the belief of Yah, or Yahuwah himself, and the testimony of Yahshua HaMashiach in order to make it in. That is in Revelation, the second chapter, and is also in the third chapter.
Okay. Okay. So basically what you're saying is that we already got the laws, and statutes, and commandments in our heart right now. So when Christ comes back, what is to take place at that time? Is anything else going to happen to our heart at that time?
When Christ comes back, he's coming back as king, and he's coming back with vengeance on his hand to right every wrong.
Okay, so what when it gives a description of the new covenant, all right, you're mentioning what we got available to us right now, all right, but not all of the stuff that's described we got right now. So my I guess what I'm saying, we're like in the in-between stage of being in the new covenant. And that's the only thing we were able to get right now, is to have his laws and statutes and commandments in our heart.
The laws, statutes, and commandments in our heart. We are here now going through this physical. We are trying to keep them. Because when we receive the new Jerusalem, these laws, statutes, and commandments is going to be kept. There, even the feast days, there will be no pagan days. It will only be his feast days. That's why we practice from here now. But when we get over there, everything that we did not do right, he will correct it, and we will be doing everything in purity at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at that time, okay. I'm sorry, Sister Dale. Go ahead.
No. I said it's like a precursor. We're in the trial or phase, maybe one or two of the precursor.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And we can't get it right by the time he gets here. We can't start trying to scramble. We got to start this thing now. We got to get it while we can get it. We got to wake up.
Yeah.
We got to learn. And we got to... stand on it, and we got to live it, because we know not the hour.
The scripture is very plain. It says, no man knows the hour nor the time that Christ will return. He comes as a thief within the night. But when he comes, he's coming looking for a church without a spot or a blemish. So you ain't going to have time to get it right when he comes. Oh, that's over with when he comes. If you ain't got it right then, it's judgment. There ain't no such thing as, oh, let me go and get this right now. No. Now's the time to get it right.
Right.
Like
that
said,
reminds
people...
me of the scripture of the virgins and the oil in their lamp. Right?
Yeah.
The five of the virgins have the oil in their lamp. Right.
That's
right.
So five
wives
and five
children. Uh-huh.
But when
I understand.
You can't run out to buy your oil then, because you will miss the bridegroom. You have to be prepared. Your lamp has to be tinted and full of oil, ready to go in. Because when he go in, he's going to shut the door. And the bridegroom is going to have married with those that are prepared. And those that are outside knocking on the door, he will say, depart from me, for I know you not, thou workers of iniquity. And you would, they would say, well, Lord, did not we cast out demons in your name? Did not we do miracles in your name? He said, I know you not. Depart from me. Receive the just reward that has been prepared for you from the beginning of the fountain. Receive ye your reward.
Okay, gotcha. But, all right, Sister Bell, you got something you want to say?
I'm sorry, Brother Micah. I keep interrupting, but you can go ahead and finish your comment, what you was about to say.
Okay, I was about to ask the elder, as of right now, as far as how he looks to see it, as it's already in us right now. The new covenant described with Yeshua with his finger writing the law, statutes, and commandments on our hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that we can still sin?
No.
Like right there, once we do that?
No, you are not allowed to continue in sin.
I know, but
we have to follow the law.
Like if right, but the temptation of doing wrong is still there. None of us are perfect on this phone.
Hold on, brother. The temptation is always going to be there, but it's up to you to make the choice to either follow Yahuwah or walk in sin. He's not going to force you to do anything. That's a free will choice. You have the right to choose life, and you have the right to choose death. That's on you.
Romans chapter 7. All right.
Yes, sir. Romans chapter. Now, Paul battled with the flesh, too, because it clearly says it right here. It says Romans chapter 7. It says, verse 19, it says, for the good that I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And I find a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity, into the law of sin, which is in my members. So sin is still in our members, but we're still in the fight. And it says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. See,
I want to
drive it one more. I want to make one more comment.
Come on,
the same
okay,
chapter,
go ahead.
Romans chapter 8. This will be the last one. Romans chapter 8, verse 22. It says, not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan with ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that which is seen is not hope. For what a man said, why do we hope for? But we hope we see not. Then do we with patience wait for it. So we're waiting to receive that body that Christ has, because we're gonna have a body like Christ has when he comes back, and that's what we're waiting for. But we don't have that body right now.
I never said we had that body. You're talking about two different things.
Can I finish? I'm just saying that the body that we have now, the Bible says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Only the spirit is going to inherit the kingdom of God. So all I'm saying is that we are in a war right now against the flesh and the spirit, and it's up to us in order to follow God and walk in the spirit. Christ is not going to force us to walk with him. It's going to be our choice if we're going to sin or not. You know, Jesus Christ was the only one. He was the only one that did not sin at one time. We can't do this in this flesh. I'm not saying that we go out and just take advantage of grace. I'm just saying that this walk is not an easy walk, because everybody have different battles with addictions and every other thing. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. If I may, I think we're going to go into that matrix again, where one person could be talking about the kingdom, the New Jerusalem that's going to be his throne when Yeshua get back, and then we could be talking about heaven and the gates and eternal life and our spiritual bodies. So see, in the kingdom, it's going to be flesh. We're still going to have our flesh, in my understanding, but there's still going to be babies being made. So therefore, I don't think spiritual bodies, we're going to be making babies in our spiritual bodies. From my understanding, according to Deuteronomy 30, that he's going to turn our captivity onto our enemies, and they're going to be servants.
Yeah.
And doing things like that. I don't want us to talk about the kingdom, then we got to talk about the kingdom of heaven. So that's two different things. Right on.
You're trying to mix two different situations, and they're both totally different.
Yeah, but at the same time, I want to also throw this in there. Paul his ministry was directed to people who didn't know anything about Yeshua, about God and his commandments and laws or anything. He was up there in Europe starting churches and teaching people who didn't have a clue about a lot of stuff. And he explaining our walk that we have as Messianic Israelites to people who don't know anything about it. So he's talking to them in a spiritual fashion. And that's the part we got to learn about Paul's writing and how it can confuse you. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, if y'all would like, I can go to 2 Peter. He'll tell you that there's some things that, to the unlearned, that Paul's
it's
writing
hard
could
to understand.
Right on
correct.
And lead to your destruction. You know what I'm saying? It leads you to your destruction. That's the main thing you got to understand, that he's
that's
talking to his
audience.
That's why
when you deal with Paul's writing, you must deal with it within the spirit of the Ruach in order to understand what he is saying. Most people come at Paul's writing in the flesh, and they can't interpret what he is saying because he is speaking in a metaphor of spiritual events, not of fleshly events.
Okay, and I know that we are coming upon the second half. Is that correct, Brother Michael?
Thank you for mentioning that, Sister Beth. Yeah, we are about 30 minutes, y'all. But we can go
okay.
over. We can go over. 30 minutes
well,
before
just,
the. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Beth.
Okay. I know sometimes you repeat yourself and I just interact like that. But
gotcha.
What? Originally, you came on and you was talking about the new covenant. So here we are at this point in time, and we're at a point to where we're discovering ourselves. And there are so many people out there, especially young women, because there's a lot to say about the young women, because a lot of them are all followers. We're all followers. We're not leaders, followers. And it's pretty much natural for us to follow. And so they're in a position right now where they don't know what But we're coming in this time, and we're in the middle or different phases of coming into the new covenant, because when Yeshua comes back, he's not coming back as a lamb. Understand this. We have to prepare. So if there's any young lady, young woman, or even a person my age, you've been trapped. If you go to your leaders, your ministers, and you ask questions, I open up for them to go and ask questions, find out. And yes, you need to be concerned. You need to be concerned with your life, and you need to listen, and you need to open up your ears, and you need to make notes, because time is at hand. And they need to know who they are, and then they need to go further, because there's not going to be time for them to try to get it together. And there are so many beautiful young women and brothers out there that know that they have talents, they've been blessed, but, you know, it's not going to mean anything if they're not prepared and they don't come into the truth. It's not going to do them any good. So I think by them listening to this show, they'll open up their hearts and minds to receive information. And if you have questions, go to your spiritual leaders and find out and see what they got to say and see what they can tell you. Ask that question, you know. And so I just wanted to just say that I'm glad to be a part of this and listening. And I know that we're not getting a lot of callers, but there's a lot of young women out there that could be hearing your voices right now. That's very important, because I'm learning something new each and every time I tune in. And I'm not going to play around with this. This is bigger than who we are. And
yes,
time
is
of the essence. Yeah, time is of the essence. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm going to go ahead and just listen to the rest of the show, and I'll listen to your comments and the things that your group is talking about. But I also want to let the gentlemen know that I am taking what I call notes, and eventually I want to get a list of your names and telephone numbers and your congregation's names, and I want to put out there that I do have a post office box. It's called, Thoughts by Thelma. And that post office box is 1494 Tyler, Texas. 1494-1494.
Okay.
Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, Texas.
Okay, Texas.
75702.
75702. Okay.
Yes, sir. That's Post Office Box 1494, Tyler, Texas, 75702. And attention, Micah Israel.
Michael Israel.
Okay. Yeah, if you put attention, Micah Israel, and this is going to be information for his book where I can list your name and organization, so each time you come on, I'll be able to identify you and your congregation or your group and your telephone numbers that you may have for other listeners to call in to you. And we'll be trying to put that on the air each time you come on.
I will put that in the mail to you.
Thank you very much. If you put that information in, and then we'll go from there. I want to start like a roster of speakers.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. I want to throw a bone in there, y'all. I want to just see what would happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm under the understanding that. Paul's writing, all right, that he's talking basically, he's the graduation for all teachers, all right? Like, we're supposed to learn our messianic understanding, that balance between the law and the lamb with his blood. But when we get to Paul's writing, that's when you're ready to evangelize the world, right? That's when you no matter what soul pops in front of you, you'd be able to evangelize them and bring them to Christ, right? But for our Hebrew brothers, I got to just say what I feel. I kind of believe that you want to go to our Messianic brothers and their message about the law, because I'm a little confused. I'm not at the teacher level, so I'm a little confused on Paul's writings, man. It seems like he's speaking that he's free from the law and things of that nature. It seems like that's more to the Gentile understanding. That's how Christianity got their understanding we got today. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with they believe their flesh is their sin and not the law. They get all of that from Paul's writing, right? And since we hold the law dear to us, and that's what sin is to us, I kind of feel like that's another underlying message that divides Israel to this day, and that's Paul's writing. Anybody got anything to say on that?
Yeah. Do you know that there are two types of Gentiles in the Bible? Because the 10 tribes were calling out of people. You know, they were calling out of people.
Right.
So they was considered Gentiles when they walked away from God. He didn't want anything to do with it no more. You know.
I'm in believe that the woman at the well was an Israelite, and along with the Roman soldiers, I'm in the belief that they're Israelites as well.
Yeah, so sometimes he's talking to Israel, and sometimes directed to the people that's outside the covenant, the Gentiles, that's not Israel. That's all I'm saying.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, we still got a few minutes left in the show, y'all, so I might as well go ahead and go to another controversial scripture, because, it's not that I'm looking for smoke, it's just I want to air out the differences that we have. All right, let's see here. Let's
open that door
What's that now?
Hello.
Okay. Well, I'm here. Let's see here. So, according to you, brothers. So we're in the last days, and Elder, you. Matter of fact, brother Moshe, Elder Moshe, you've been kind of quiet, brother. Anything you want to say? About anything we discussed so far?
Hello?
Brother Moshe?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay. This is Apostle.
All right.
That's Malachi.
Oh, all right, Brother Malachi. I'm sorry.
Malachi.
All right, good to have you on the show, man. How much of the show have you heard? We were talking about the new covenant, brother. And I started the show off with a clip, kind of going over the new covenant and how we're not quite in the new covenant yet. You know what I'm saying? And I'm under the understanding that when he put the laws in our hearts and minds, that it's dummy proof. You can't do wrong when that happens. Now, we got a brother on the line, Elder Lester. He kind of got the understanding that we do kind of got changed hearts right now as we believe in Christ. I might be wrong or stretching here, but I think you believe that once we are believing in Christ, the curses are gone too. Am I right, Elder? Or are we still under the curses? Elder Lester? All right, I guess we got some technical difficulty. Let me see. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm Elder Lester, is that you, brother? Okay, Sister Dale, your number dropped? Okay, I'm trying to see who all here with us.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here with you as well.
Apostle's still here.
All right. We got a full house right here. I've seen numbers dropping and calling back. I'm trying to keep an eye on it. Brother Malachi, what's your take on everything that you've heard so far, brother?
Okay, I've been listening since about almost since about 5:45. I don't think y'all noticed I was on the phone, so I couldn't come. Grace, what they call grace, favor, Titus 2:11. I have put up the scripture teaching us to deny all ungodliness. So grace teach us to deny ungodliness, whatever it may be. There's a difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Elohim in the earth. So heaven is his throne room, and in the earth, he's going to establish his kingdom in the earth. In reference to the curse, yes, we're saved from the curse of hanging on the tree. But he died for.
Oh, what happened? Everything kind of went quiet. What happened?
I'm still here.
Okay, hold on. Okay, we got some calls. Okay. Some reason is getting dropped. I'm not doing it. Something else is happening.
Okay.
Yeah, I got dropped, right. And I had to call back.
Sister Dale, are you still with us? All right. How about you, Sister Dale? Sister Dale? Okay. Well. All right. Okay. I guess we have a little technical difficulties, y'all. We're going to get through it. All right. Brother Malachi, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
We are still under the curse of Deuteronomy because we're still scattered. We're still scattered, as you had read from Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. No, we're still scattered. We are still under that curse.
Gotcha.
And we are waiting to be redeemed. Now, but we are saved from eternal condemnation. We are saved from eternal condemnation. But so that's my take on whether or not we are still under the curse, you know.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Does Elder Lester, that brother there is out of New Orleans. He had another elder with him, Elder Moshe. They out of a congregation. I forget the name of that congregation, but they out of New Orleans area. And he's under the understanding that once you accept Christ into your heart, that we're kind of free from the curses. You know what I'm saying? Other than what you said, we're still scattered, waiting to be gathered. But yet, you know, we got Christ in our hearts. So we got that, this law, statutes, commandments, in a spiritual sense. You know, that in a spiritual sense, we kind of got that part of it, you know, and we kind of free from all these curses in a spiritual type of sense, you know. And is that right there, I got him a little confused on it, you know. But that's what this show is all about, man. Everybody coming forward on their understanding. Okay, so we got 15 minutes, y'all, before we gonna wrap up the show. And I wanted to go to each and everybody, and I wanted y'all to give a couple of minutes, like y'all final words or final scripture y'all want to pull out. Or anything that's on y'all mind, I want to give y'all the floor, a couple of minutes each. Okay. It doesn't matter if we go.
This is most saying. What you're saying makes a lot of sense. And another thing that I want to point out, if you read James 1 and 5, 5th, he also said, if anybody lack of wisdom, let him ask for it, he'll give it to you. So, you know, we are trying to learn. And what happened was I asked him to sin so much, and we lost a lot of our teaching because we got in slavery. We didn't know who we really was until the Most High woke us up and began to show us the laws and the statutes and commandments. But we didn't understand. Most of us came out of religion, and so they didn't teach us. But even though I went to Bible college, they never taught me who I was. But I thank the Most High for waking me up and letting me know who I am. You know, anyway, I live in Port Louisiana. I used to be from Tyler. I'm nowhere from Tyler. But I used to be a pastor in religion. I pastored 5 churches. But the Most High woke me up on my deathbed in Houston, Texas, when I died with a stroke and a heart attack. He woke me up. He said, I'm going to change your teaching, my teaching. It was a black man, boy, and I ain't never been the same.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, all right. Elder, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Elder Lester? All right, yeah. All right. You got the floor, brother.
I agree with what's been said thus far. And I thank you for bringing this to the forefront, a platform where we can come together and discuss the word and come as one body in unity. We're not coming to argue and fight, but we come to understand what does the word say. And we all have different opinions, but we can all come together and come to one common agreement.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, on that. All praises. Yes, sir. And that's what it's all about. We all believe in Christ and believe in these laws, and we all trying to find our way. So, yes, sir, that it don't make no sense why we can't sit down and talk about it, you know. And and that's the reason for this show. Again, this show is kind of 101, the very things you need to know, and then just walking this walk, is that we're not quite in that new covenant right now. And that's the reason why we have these laws on us right now that we have to keep, you know. And so this is kind of a bunch of milk, but I was trying to sprinkle a little meat in there too, you know what I'm saying, for everybody that's more advanced. But like my mom, Sister Thale, she's kind of new. And so I wanted to kind of keep it a little simple and talk about the new covenant, even though it's very controversial, you know, amongst Israel. But I just kind of wanted to bring us, you know, on the same page, man. And that's what this show is kind of all about. Yeah, so with that said, man, let's see, Brother Ronald. Brother Ronald, you
yes,
with
sir.
Us? All
yes,
right,
sir.
You got the floor, brother.
Yes,
you got the floor. Say what's on your heart,
okay.
Brother.
Okay, I want to quote from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. It says, 7 through 9, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, Yahweh Shai, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. I'm going to read that again. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So no one walking this walk is without the sin. Because Jesus said, he said to the Pharisees, he was without sin, let them cast the first stone. They all put their stones on. So no one is, Christ was the only one to walk this earth. He didn't sin not one time. You know, and he beat the devil. We can't do this in his flesh, you know. That's why Christ is our high priest now. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Now I'm not saying that we go out and practice sin. God don't want us to do that. The Most High don't want us to do that. But we ought to walk in the faith, the measure of faith that God gives us. Because everybody have their own battles, and everybody's not on the same level, according to the flesh. You know, because everybody have different battles. So no one is without sin, you know, because the Bible said that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. But we can live a righteous life through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. We can do that. You know, that's all I have to say.
Mm.
Well, that's true. He set the example for us. We have to follow the example that he set before us. So you're right about that.
Okay, gotcha. But I kind of see, brother, that you're pretty heavy on Paul's writing. That's something, if you could tell by the way I've been kind of, you know, moving, that's my shortcomings, Paul's writings. I don't know a whole lot about it, man. It really does confuse me. So I wouldn't mind if you were to call back, man, and we can probably do a show dealing with Paul's writings, man, each and one of y'all, you know. But that's where I'm lacking at, you know what I'm saying? All right.
In the time and the hour.
All right, let's call it next Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Next Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to call that Paul Day.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
we're going to call, yeah, that's going to be about Paul, man. Because that's my shortcoming right there. So I need to get started in trying to learn a little something dealing with Paul. All right. Sister Taylor, are you with us? Oh, man. Anybody haven't spoke yet?
I haven't spoke yet. I was going to say.
All right, because yeah, we still got some time, y'all. If anybody got some more words to say?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Okay, yes. This is Apostle Malachi once again, the Lost Found Israelite Congregation in Forest Hills, Texas. To reach out to this ministry if you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Forest Hill area or in the North Texas area, reach out to us at 800-592-8213. That's 800-592-8213. Come fellowship with us. We're presently in Forest Hill, 3346 La Quinta Hotel. Every Saturday at 12 noon, where we have our Shabbat, our Saturday class. We would love to have y'all. And if anybody want to reach out to this ministry for any information or to invite us, 800-592-8213. That's 800-592-8213. Apostle Malachi. I'll be on next Sunday.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. For future references, y'all, we're trying to make this show to where it's pleasing everybody like that. You know what I'm saying? Tune in and listen to it. We got to watch the background noise, y'all. This show right here, I'm hearing something in the background. I know it's blog talk, man, so I'm trying to roll with it.
But it was irritating, the whole kind of show, man. If we can kind of watch that background, like maybe some kind of something's going on. I don't know, the surround sound. It's very, very irritating, man. But we got to just kind of work on that. It's a new show, so we're working out the bugs. But anyway, y'all, anybody else got anything else? I'm going to go ahead and shut it on down, y'all. Nobody got nothing else.
Well, I just want to say peace and blessings, y'all. Peace and blessings.
All right. Peace and blessings to you. Next Sunday. Yeah, next Sunday at 5 o'clock, y'all. We all going to meet up again, and, you know, and we're going to talk about Paul and whatnot. So I'm going to try to put something together. But, it's kind of freestyle. We kind of freestyle with it, man. So, yeah, it's going to be all about Paul. All right?
Shalom.
All right. So, all right, shalom to y'all. And
all right, let me put everybody on hold. And all right, okay. All right, so that's done. Woo, whoa. We got through it. All right, so let me do my own little monologue, you know what I'm saying, by myself. 3 minutes ago, my own little monologue. All right. Well, this show is dedicated to everybody that's kind of like on the fence or curious about, you know, Hebrew Israelites. And this is kind of that 101. I wanted to make the show about the new covenant, right? What we believe. And it really starts about our identity, really, you know? But the baby steps or the milk, letting you know why we saying that we got to keep these laws, you know. But we don't believe that the new covenant is here yet. Early in the show, I read Deuteronomy 30, where it was being written that he's going to gather us all the places where we scattered from and bring us back into our land. That right there has not happened yet. Right? Because we know when that happens, it's the day of the Lord. Christ is going to set up his kingdom, right? All that, man. So that is what we believe in. And we would love for you to tune back in next Sunday. We're going to go into Paul. And, just keep tuning in. And hopefully every time you tune in, you learn something new. But most importantly, when you see the Israelites on the side of the road doing their preaching or whenever, now you kind of understand what you're looking at, right? So thank y'all for joining in on the show. And I'm going to close my show with my favorite jam, Everyday People, because that's where we are. I'm a seeker, man, and I'm definitely kind of keep seeking. We welcome everybody to the show. And got to play my jam. Let's see here. Everyday people.
fuss, and yes, they want to fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles want to test the brother's manhood. So they came to test me because of my heritage. And the loud, bright colors that I wear. I was a target because I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's just in it. Well, I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they sleep the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, the brothers have to drill me. Because if I stop and hit the man, I'll have to kill me. Take the brother out for being rude. Hey! And like I said before, I was mad by